Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 Leadership Call on the 27th of January, 2020 at 1730 UTC. Attending from ICANN, well, I'll do it with the leaders first. The leaders joining the call include Denise, Eric, Lauren, and Russ. From ICANN Org is Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, and Brenda, and we have technical writer Heather on the call. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Hello. Thanks for the mad push to get everything out to public comment on Friday. It took all of us to get there. So the first thing is a Cancun meeting travel update. I have been contacted by travel and sent them some suggestions, but I haven't heard anything since. I don't know where others are.
So this is Jennifer. I can give a quick report from the ICANN org standpoint. I believe that two of the travelers only have booked their flights so far. Everybody received the welcome email on the 10th of December, and I know that travel will be following up with people to get their flights booked. I know that Lauren had an issue with his. I see he's actually just dropped off the call, so we can ask if that's been resolved. I think that the travel notification was having issues getting through to his inbox, but aside from that, it's the Ruby team members all should have the welcome email, and I think Boban and Norm have booked their flights. Everybody else has not yet booked.
Lauren, hi. I got it now, so I'm not sure. It only worked after you told them the second time. Again, I know my old email still lingers somewhere in that system, so it was probably it.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that you've received it. So, and Heather said she's booked her flights too. And I would just remind, I would just remind the review team members as well that it's for travel issues. If you're having issues with your emails coming through or anything like that, it's best to contact travel directly since they can quickly resolve the issue. Obviously, you're very welcome to copy us on those emails and we'll do what we can to push. But we are just like an extra loop that you have to go through. So I'd encourage you directly to go to travel. Is there anything else, any other specific questions on Cancun that we can help to answer?
So this is not about Cancun, but about Washington. I know that some of the team members have gotten per diem. I have not. I don't know whether others are in the same situation. I did get an email that they said they were processing it presently, but it hasn't come through yet.
I have not received mine either.
I think I received mine, but I can confirm.
Okay, so it's I think that sometimes they come through and staggered for some reason. They process several batches. So I would just encourage you to get
in. Yeah, so I did exactly that. I sent them a note this morning that just said, haven't got it yet. What's up?
Okay, well, let us know how that goes. I know there's one team member down at the moment. Somebody recently left the organization, so they're a little short-staffed, so I would just be aware of that, but I appreciate that it's a little frustrating.
Well, only that they said it was already being taken care of. Okay, anything else on travel? Okay, so at the end of the week, I was thinking back about all of the things that we were doing to get the report out, and I really do not want to revisit the SSR1 appendix ever again. Of course, we might have to if we get public comments on it, but I was wondering and sent an email to the leadership about a possible way to structure the recommendation that says finish SSR1 to basically provide a yardstick for each of those recommendations by saying what to do or pointing to our recommendation that builds on the SSR 1 one. That way, the only thing we touch to, I believe, resolve Sarko and Casey's concerns in this area is the recommendation itself. What do people think? I wanted to talk in the small leadership group before I raised this idea with the whole team.
So, Russ, this is Denise. You want to add text to the all the SSR recommendations that were not fully implemented to provide specific guidance on what staff should do?
Yeah, basically
I understand.
Basically, our recommendation one says finish SSR 1. And so I would change it to say finish SSR 1 by for recommendation 1, do X. For recommendation 2, do Y. For recommendation 9, see our recommendation 2. For recommendation 12, see our recommendation 3. For recommendation 20, see our recommendation 4. And then, you know, that way all of them except for whichever one it was, 26 that we decided was OBE, we'll say no further action.
Okay.
Just that gives the yardstick of how do we know you're done that Zarko and Casey were talking about on last Wednesday is what I was thinking.
Okay. If it comes with a guarantee that we never have to talk about SSR 1 again, I support that.
I'm sorry. I would love to never talk about it again, but as I said, public comment couldn't give us, as you know.
Yeah.
But I think if we asked people to each write that one sentence, complete SSR 1 by doing X, you know, fill in X, we might be able to do this fairly quickly. Anyone else have thoughts?
This is Lauren. I think this is a great idea because it can literally be a table that kind
yes,
of says,
exactly.
Map, and we're done. And to be honest, even when I read it myself, more things like that would probably be helpful.
I mean, it does lead to the over-engineered model, Steve. Just so you know.
I'm just the conduit. I just want to say.
I just wanted you to know that I thought of it. But at the same time, I don't know how else to say, well, the other words didn't help you, right? But anyway, I wanted you to realize that's where I was.
Russ, this is Heather.
Yeah.
I think that's a great thing to do to get that level of clarity, to make the logical structure, you know, the logic of what we're trying to do actually flow properly.
Yep.
But you sort of got a catch 22 here in that by asking people to write that one sentence, you are opening it up for discussion because people might not agree on what that one sentence should be.
Yes, I am aware, but I think it's, I think we're going to get a question in public comment to this end. So I was kind of hoping to do the work now as opposed to in Cancun. Just, I mean, you're correct. It does lead to the, I don't agree with you. They ought to do Y instead of X.
As long as, since we know we have to do it, we can start doing it now. We don't need to wait till public comment is closed, but.
Yes, that's my point.
I don't think we're going to avoid it.
I don't think we're going to avoid doing it. And I don't think we're going to avoid talking about it.
Yes, I was being facetious. So Heather, would you be able to give us a table? Or do we already have a table with the SSR 1 items in it?
Oh, we can.
All that is text is in the appendix. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what information would be useful to you in a table.
No, the table is the place for each team member to fill it in so I can assign it and spread the word.
I can do that.
Okay. I assume that's what you meant, Denise.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so on this action, I will send the note I sent to the leadership team to the whole team, and that way it'll queue it up for a menu item to assign rows on the table to different people. Okay. The next thing I think we want to talk about are Lauren's two items.
Two things. Number one, I think this is the quicker one. Docs at all.
So Lauren, you dropped out completely. Could you start again?
That's the most important word.
Okay, I will try again. I mean, I'm told I have full bars here in downtown San Francisco, but who knows?
Welcome to my world.
So the first thing was registrar and registry locks. We have not really talked about them much, and I think that is an oversight that we should correct. I wasn't quite sure how we want to kind of do this now that we're in public comment, because other things like that might come up. So this is a question of process, mainly to Heather, I guess. Where do we put this stuff? Because work will continue. How do we put that in the document to make sure that it's not getting messy again? I will obviously, you know, defend my registrar and registry lock idea on plenary, but where do we put it now? How do we track this?
Wait a minute, I'm confused. Maybe I'm just having a senior moment or whatever, but what are you asking ICANN to do regarding registry lock?
So this is one of those where I think we cannot really say, okay, I can do this because it's not them, right? But I think it's something we have to discuss, and if I'm not mistaken, we haven't.
I think I remember a discussion that said, but what does ICANN do? Yes, we want people who own have domain names to use this, but all we can do is ask them to educate, right?
Correct.
Well, no, that's not quite correct.
Okay, then so please.
If the review team felt strongly enough about it, then they could ask that a policy development process be started to consider additional requirements on registrars and registries.
Is that what you're after,
theoretically,
Lauren?
Theoretically.
This could be one, Russ. My main thing is I'm happy to kind of work on some text and present this. My main question is about where do I put that text? So that we are not getting into some massive mess.
If I can make this sounds like a suggestion more than it sounds like a recommendation, in that I don't remember anything in the document that uses that term, registry lock. So I don't know what evidence we have of a problem that needs to be solved. If it's just something that we've observed in some other manner, and it's a suggestion we think that they should consider, then I would put it down there.
The problem is all of our suggestions right now are about making it easier for future review teams. This is about making domains more secure.
So my main question really is, Heather, where do I dump this? In a way that doesn't cause a mess for you. This is kind of my main.
Oh, it's already such a mess. That's like 6-1 that doesn't have another.
Increase it.
Use one of the marked up documents, please. And one of the things that I need to make clear that I did, you know, we had our recs and findings first pass. In order to get to a clean enough copy, I just accepted everything that was suggested, whether or not we had discussed it. So
yep.
That's something that, you know, I'm not, you know, entirely comfortable with. It's just what we agreed to do for the sake of moving along. We can either just pretend we didn't have those conversations, and if someone cares enough, they'll come up again. Don't necessarily recommend that, but for expediency's sake, that's one path. And then focus everything on the marked up copy of what went out to public comment.
Okay. So I'll then mark up the latest version, essentially, that is clean.
Wait.
Be careful. Don't touch anything that's out for public comment.
We're talking about a substantive addition to what's now in public comment. And I think I took that as what Lauren's comment question was, and I think we're answering a different question, at least, and I might be confused. But what I'm hearing is, just without looking back into history, I'll just sort of take what Lauren said at face value before I go back. You know, hey, this thing that is not discussed in our document, I want to add it now that we're in public comment. I think we need to decide if we're going to do that or not, because whether or not registry, and I don't know if you mean registry and registrar, but whether, you know, a locking mechanism should be in there or not, certainly you can imagine someone else on the team might therefore say, oh, and this other thing too. And we just got done with that iteration. We crystallized things as they are. I would argue it almost certainly is not complete. There's, I'm sure, things in the world we could add and people could make good cases for. I think the question is, are we going to add a new issue? And before I sort of ask us to please answer that question, I will say, I do remember as recently as Kobe being in a very passionate technical discussion with other review team members in the review team meeting about registry and registrar lock. So I know this is something that's been in the mix for us for years, and I guess I don't recall when it fell off the plate, but it clearly is off the plate. I just searched through the whole document and we don't say registry or registrar lock at all. So I think the real question I have to go back now is, are we going to unfreeze this and start adding things again?
Eric, this is exactly what I'm talking about, right? This is because this will not be the only thing that comes up. I just use this as an example, right? The question is, what is our process for dealing with this? I am happy to go back, for example, for this issue, see if this was in a previous draft and we just dropped it. I'm not aware we did, but I'm not perfect. So this is exactly what I want to talk about and want to know, because we will have this stuff come up. We will have stuff come up through the public comment. So the question is, do we create like a list of issues that we have to discuss in addition to the public comment? Or are we just saying, okay, this document is locked in, and if the review team finds anything else, we're just not gonna talk about it at all, right? So this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, what is our process? How do we wanna tackle this?
So who knows what'll come up, you know, in the next couple of months while we're in hopefully putting this thing to bed. But I think it's appropriate to capture things to talk about, but I don't think it's appropriate to put the text into our Google Doc until the group has discussed it and made a decision that, yes, we had locked this thing down, but this one's important enough for us to open it for this one, because it's essentially going to guarantee an additional, if we add whole new sections with new recommendations to go with them, it guarantees another round of public comment.
And this is Heather. That's exactly where I was going to go as well. I mean, it's up to the review team how you want to handle it and to add things that have been missed for whatever reason that they've been missed. But in doing so, you know, I personally think it's pretty likely you'll have a second public comment anyway. But this would guarantee it, I would think.
So this is Lauren. I agree with Heather that it is most likely that we'll have that anyway, because we did put out a early version, right? And we all agreed this is, or we agreed on call, this is what we want to do. So then I'm wondering, what do we do? Do we create a new Google Doc that's kind of called issues that have arisen during public comment, where we dump everything that is identified during the public comment, either by us before the public comment, and then we talk about it in Cancun. Is this an approach?
That works for me.
Yeah, though, if I can suggest, I'd love to have this more as a spreadsheet that had a tab for this was the public comment and another tab for SSR2 review team comments.
But it's got to come with text. That is,
but it has to
findings
come with text.
And
recommendations.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need it to be a logical thing. I can't just have we want to recommend this thing. I need to know why you want to recommend that thing. Where do you got that information from?
So can I ask for a point of order real quick? I think there's a difference between, you know, having aspirations and getting a public comment. I mean, even if, like, you know, we go back to our constituencies and we coerce our constituencies to put a comment in that's exactly what we were going to say, I think getting a comment, a public comment, is different than saying, oh, I thought of one more thing. Even if it winds up plumbing the exact same thought process, because, I mean, I would propose we treat this like a conference. Every comment's a paper. We assign reviewers. The reviewers come back and they read it out and we discuss the comments together. That's what I think we ought to do. But I think the input to changing the document at this point, I would propose to the leadership that the requirement is it has to be a public comment or like a critical error or oversight. And that would mean if Lauren thinks that registry lock is a critical oversight critical oversight, that we should have a team meeting. He should make the case and then people should adjudicate it and then decide if it gets in. Because at this point, I think we really could accrete this document forever. Security, stability, and resiliency of the, you know, global unique identifier space, we could never be done. So at some point we have to draw the line, and I think we did. And I think the next logical input is public comment. I suggest that to the leadership as a metric.
So Eric, I can see where you're coming from and I don't completely disagree with you. And while I, you know, also want to wrap up, considering that our public comment was early and rushed, right, I am not sure that we can completely call this as ended. And this is not because I think register and registry lock is so important, but because I feel people have now read a version where you can actually comment again. So maybe we should say, we do allow these comments until the end of public comment, also from the team, so we can kind of wrap them up together. I think that would be more useful, again, mainly so that people have a chance to comment. I definitely want to read it again now, properly in its final form, and I think there are other people as well.
Hey, this is Denise.
Go ahead.
I think it'd be useful to keep a running shared doc as public comments roll in. And I think context is important as well. Simply because we receive a public comment on something, of course, does not mean that we have to agree with it. And I think it's incumbent upon the leadership team to set the context for the public comments that we will receive. All of it needs to be a substantive discussion and ultimately a consensus agreement on the team changes or additions. And I'm open to hearing ideas of how we respond to the comments and how we evolve the report, but I think it's also incumbent on this group to really draw a very hard line on our schedule. As Eric notes, this iteration could go on forever and we need to be done in Cancun. Thanks.
So what I think we do is at this moment capture the idea, and I think the bar has to be higher than it has been, which means, you know, findings and proposed recommendation text for us even to consider talking about it. But I don't think there will be something in the news that happens between now and the end of Cancun that we feel we're going to have to say something about. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something, hopefully not a virus. That way we have a list to build the agenda from. Does that seem fair?
Yeah, so this is Lauren. I agree with Eric that we have to cut the line as well as with Denise. And I just feel cutting the line with the public comment makes sense because then we have to go for stuff anyway. And then everyone has the time. And think about SSR1 again. If we communicate this now and we're saying, listen, your last chance to do something, to throw something in, is by that date and the following conditions, as met, then people have time. No one can say in Cancun, oh, I want to do this. Then it's like, no, you had time and you didn't do it, right? So I think that would help us to really put a lid on that type of stuff as well, because then the timeline is clear and we're not kind of saying, now that it's out in public comment, oh, this was the timeline all along, you just didn't know. So I think that's another reason why I would say let's put it for Cancun.
Are you okay with that, Eric?
I guess we have to sort of decide which direction to go. I mean, I think one, if you say you don't have the right to complain after this date, you can guarantee people will complain after that date. I don't think you can say you had your chance because some of us have been on this team for 3 years. There's been plenty of time to raise plenty of things. And so, I mean, I think we're talking past each other. So, I mean, I'll go with the group on this one, but, you know, sort of, I made my comment. I was one of the people vehemently discussing the importance of putting registry and registrar lock-in. So the importance of that is not lost on me. Nevertheless, we have a report that says a bunch of things that are very important, and I'm not clear that adding one more is going to make it any more important. But, you know, like I said, I'm happy to go with the group. I'm sensing a non-terminating cycle, and I'm trying to use preemption before we get stuck in an infinite loop.
Yeah. I hope we are not in a non-terminating cycle.
This is Lauren again. Me neither. Eric, absolutely. Right. And to kind of stop that, right? And then this is, I think, a matter of, you know, how you see things and personal experience and stuff like that. I just feel if we communicate this clearly right now and we give people this last chance, which is absolute last chance, and we have a much better standing in case something gets kind of called and we can say, well, it's not in the document and you had notice, you had time, exactly like we.
Well, just sort of 2 points of clarification. One, we have had that last call nominally. I mean, we could reopen it. But, you know, you're saying we're going to give them one last call because then we can say we've given them the last call. But we did that. That's what we did. But let's just take this as a straw man. So the specific example is registry and registrar lock. I don't know if you recall the most recent conversation that I recall we had, which was in Kobe. But it was between a bunch of people who have worked for registries, do work for registries or have worked for registries. And we all had violent agreements. We all exactly know the details at an incredibly deep level, and there are varied implementations at different registries. And, you know, even though we were all completely in agreement, we were having very passionate discussions that sounded as though they were disagreement. So if you were to draft text on that, I don't know what the text would say, but I would use the past as a predictor that there will absolutely be a huge amount of upheaval about registry lock. And even if your text is like technically completely exactly right, someone will take it the wrong way or represent their own registry differently. And so I think this particular one could be a tar baby. And I'm not sure that we want to get all wound up on this again, but we will if registry lock shows up. Like I said, I'm a huge supporter of it. I think it's an incredibly complex space because of fees and everything else. And I'm not sure we want to get back into that again. But as a straw man, it's a great example. What happens if we pick it up and then everyone has a different opinion and no one can agree, even though we're all on the same page?
I mean, excellent point, Eric. right? Like, this is like maybe not the best straw man. I'll go back to process though. I feel we were pretty rushed at the end. I definitely did not have the ability to actually look through everything. I very much doubt other people had. That's why I'm, disagreeing with this last call idea. Yes, it kind of was, but at the same time, it was under circumstances that are, were pretty difficult for people to actually match, let's be honest here, right? That's why I'm thinking, let's just make this the call. I'm not sure if I'll say something about registry locks, if I want to open that can of worms or not, but I just feel let's have it open for people to say something before we end up in these kind of discussions. And we have calls until then. So it's not that we have to do all of this in Cancun. We could, for example, set a different deadline for the team to say be done by X so we can have 2-3 calls to discuss before Cancun. That would work as well.
Okay, just to beg the question, what's X?
Give me a second to check my calendar. Okay, what about 2 weeks from now? So 2 weeks from Wednesday, that gives us, I think, 3 calls before Cancun. If the team has anything, and I think it's a realistic timeline for every team member to read the report and make additional comments, raise additional issues.
But wait, just one more clarification. Happy to sort of go forward with this conversation on that, but just real quick, if in that time, in that 2 weeks or whatever, somebody makes a case for a substantive change and we add it, aren't we then basically agreeing that we're going to have another like public comment round?
Yep. Yes, that is correct.
So, I mean, like, basically,
no.
Do we want to do this? Do we really want to do this?
Yeah, so this is Denise. My understanding of the process is we have a draft report, we get public comments, we consider the public comments, and consider, and if we agree, make additional changes to our report. And then it's final, and we submit it to the board. And then the board posts it for public comment as part of their consideration of the report. We don't go out for another draft.
No, no.
Comment. That's a normal process.
That's right, but what I think they're saying is if we're going to add a substantial section, we end up where CCT was, which led to their second public comment.
No, their second public comment was because of the lateness of both the data on a specific part and as well as their agreement on a specific part. I think that's a little bit different, but it's also not incumbent upon us to do a whole another public comment. It's quite unusual for them to do that.
I think if we add a whole new section with a whole new set of findings and a whole new recommendation that we're kind of in the same place of late data.
I don't know that we're on the same page on that, Russ. I think we likely will get public comments that say, I think you guys, should have this additional recommendation in there. And if we agree and put it in there, then we're in another.
we're in an infinite loop, right?
Yeah. So I appreciate your perspective. I feel pretty strongly that this is our public comment, and then we may have substantive changes, and the public's view on those substantive changes will be heard as part of the board's consideration when they put it out for public comment. And that would be my position. At some point,
yeah,
we need to draw a line and move forward, right?
So, Lauren, I think the bar is really high.
Again, I'm super happy with an extremely high bar. I'm super happy with that. I just think we need to give this opportunity because now people can read the report again, make sure everything is in there in a proper way, have some time to actually look at it, unlike before we enter public comment. And then, yes, extremely high bar. That's why I think it's useful to do that. Because, frankly, I'm not sure if my example I brought up meets that bar itself. It was mainly a question of process. How do we do it?
I'd like to deal with doing it not on a theoretical, but on one that actually we think, after discussing it with the team, that we're like, yeah, there's consensus to add it, and then figure out what the consequences are. That's my gut.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. What's your second topic? I hope it's, this was, wait a minute, this was the short one.
It was meant to be the short one. I forgot what the other topic. Oh yes, the other topic was webinars. We should have webinars. Someone wrote to us, we should have webinars, and that's true. So I think we should put that on agenda for Wednesday. And then if our dear staff members, I'm not sure who's responsible, can kind of help us with, you know, how do you schedule those kind of things, like what has to be done, et cetera, et cetera. If we could discuss that on Wednesday with the team to find some times and dates.
So I know that we were asked to do a webinar once before, and we kind of were at a place where we really didn't have anything to say. Now I think we pretty much do have something to say, like please do our public comment, and, you know, plan, help them come up to speed on it. What's the normal process here?
I think it's a good idea.
So this is Jennifer. You can choose whether or not to do a webinar. From our experience, review teams have chosen to do one or two webinars, the same webinar, just to accommodate different time zones, to enable people to ask questions. Usually we can do that 2 or 3 weeks into the public comment period. So that gives people a chance to get answers to the questions before formulating their public comment. And then obviously the review team can consider the comments, but it's not considered the same as the formal public comment process. But we can certainly add it to the agenda on Wednesday and figure out a time that would work for review team members and get the webinar scheduled.
Okay, please add it to the agenda. We'll get that started. I think it was a good idea, especially since we were asked to do one earlier. And then we'll talk about the idea I'm going to send a note about in terms of recommendation one. And I think we should ask the team whether they have had any Cancun travel contact or concerns, as we did on this call. I don't really personally care whether that goes at the beginning or the end.
Okay, quick question from Lauren again regarding exactly how we track this. Heather, would this be something that you would put into the like table? I think this is a really good idea to kind of see what's going on and we really know all the changes. For example, over adding this table with the following content. So we have like a kind of change log from now on.
Similar to what I'm doing for the SSR1 recommendations, you mean?
Or the for thing example, I recommended? I meant in terms of, you know, changes post putting it out for public comment, right? So if we could put something like Russ's idea in the table so we can track all these changes and discussions from now on. I think that would be great.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about on Wednesday? Not hearing anything, is there any other business? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. I think that means we're done.
Cool. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.